Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Not only are Kentucky dairy farmers facing lower demand that's resulting in lower milk prices, some had their milk contracts canceled by Dean Foods. Henry County dairy farmer Terry Rallett says a contract cancellation could force some producers to sell their herds and go out of business.
We did not like to see any dairy farmer fail or have to go out of business. I mean, it should be a management decision made by that farmer and not by someone sending them a letter stating, we no longer will pick up your milk and market it.
Rallett says many dairies in Kentucky are family operations.
Some of those producers are young people that have gotten coming back home from college and decided to step in and work and be a part of the family farm. And these farms in Kentucky are not what I call mega farms. They're family farms, and it's family that's operating them. Yes, they may have some hard help, but it's basically a family-run farm.
He adds the loss of dairy farms affect more than just the dairy farmers and their families that typically get around $15 per 100 pounds of milk.
This just doesn't affect farmers. It affects veterinarians. It affects equipment providers. It affects supply people. It affects fertilized people, seed people, building people, counties, tax records. I could go on and on with what the $15 will have an effect on.
We'll have more in a moment. Since 1993, the Farm Bureau Scholarship Foundation has been working to assist Kentucky youth in their goal of obtaining a post-secondary education. Each year, the county and state organizations award financial help to enable hundreds of students to begin their college careers. Learn more, start planning now. Go online to kyfb.com/scholarships. That's kyfb.com/scholarships. A public service message from Kentucky Farm Bureau. Terry Rowland says there's been talk of a milk processing plant in Kentucky.
Some people say it could be changed if we had a processing plant of some type in Kentucky. It could be changed by this change set. Personally, I don't think that a processing plant is the answer to all of the problems. It maybe is a short-term answer.
He adds the most benefit could come from improved trade agreements.
To allow us to move our products offshore. Granted, it's hard to move fluid milk, but we can make it into cheese or dry powder or some other type of product, pharmaceuticals, and things of that nature, and move it.
Rallett says you can learn more about the issues facing the dairy industry on his Facebook site. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.